sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What?
God, are you shitting me?
I could use some drugs. Man. All
right, welcome everyone to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Brady.
Hello.
Shane.
Fuck off and die, you piece of shit.
I love it. And Jenna.
Good evening.
So, I just want to dive right on into the game. The game of the week. And it is?
Secret Satan.
Secret Satan.
Secret Satan.
It's nothing new, but...
Not Secret Satan. I still said it wrong.
I think you need some kind of epic music after you say it.
Think I should?
Yeah, you think you should definitely
do
add
the
that.
Whole, like,
add something into it.
Little shout out there.
All right.
Hold on, before we dive into it, did everybody watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
This is a podcast to talk about Stranger
Things,
right?
Only episode one.
Oh, okay.
But
we
you're
won't,
kidding.
We won't dive into
no.
it.
No. Episode one of season three, not of the...
We don't have to go
I
far. All I
got
to say is it gets an A+.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking nailed it.
Did you say that because our movie for the week reminded you of Stranger Things, kind of? Because I got
no,
the same...
No, but they do reference Stephen King a lot, though. Okay. I didn't mean to do that. I just love Stranger Things. Sorry, Secret Satan.
Secret Satan!
So, yeah, who wants to go first?
Jenna.
Jenna?
Jenna goes first. Go ahead, Jenna. What was your Secret Satan movie?
The Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
The fuck?
Shop of Horrors.
So who do you think picked it for you?
Hmm.
And we will try and be spoiler-free, too.
Brady?
Me?
You.
It was me.
Oh, got it.
I was trying to throw you a fucking bone. It was a GD musical.
That's a musical,
yeah,
right?
It was.
Whoa. But then you watched the old one, which I'm not... That's not a bad one, but, yeah. You know, I got a huge bone for Rick Moranis, so...
Okay.
So...
Take it
away. I like the comedy and I like the music in the newer one. And it's basically just about a gentleman lives in a small town, kind of in the lower part of town, not the high class. And he has a flower shop and he gets a special flower that needs people to survive.
Okay.
Like blood.
Yeah.
Meat.
Was it cool? Like it was a good musical?
So on my musical, it's not like a Sweeney Todd type of dark. It's almost like horror musical meets Grease Lightning. Like, all the songs are super, like, doo-bop, bop-bop.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm out.
Yeah.
It is. I don't see you guys liking it at all. It is definitely more of, like, a comedy. So, the interesting part is, so, when I actually went back and started the older one, like, it came out in 1960, I believe. But it's black and white. And what I liked most about that is almost like the clown on Terrifier. How they just overexpress their emotions with their face and body language.
Okay.
That's how the acting was in that one. So it kind of added a little, like, humor for me. I don't know if it was supposed to be humorous, but I kind of like the over-exaggerated acting because the plot itself, and even in the newer one, like, it's corny. It's, like, it's not, the graphics aren't amazing or anything. In the old one, the plant is literally just, like, a plastic Easter egg that's sawn in half, and it has, like, hay inside of it. And in the newer one, it does look more like a Venus flytrap type feel.
It looks like the head of a penis.
So you've seen it before then?
I've seen it lots of times.
Oh, yeah.
I watched this as a kid. I've actually seen it live at a couple different community colleges. I'm a big fan of this one. I thought Jen would like it more, but she didn't see the full... one that I have seen. I've seen the old one, I don't know, maybe once, like 50 years ago.
This is like a classic thing because I've never even heard of it.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Definitely.
Yeah.
One of our local high schools even used it as our school play last year.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say it's a watch. It's not for you're there wanting to be terrified and you want a real gory horror movie or anything like that, but it's a fun, maybe even family movie you could watch.
So, like, this is one that if I'm, like, running the sweeper downstairs or something, like, you know, like, you turn it off and you just kind of look over and it's just, like, that song, that like, the movie's playing, the music's going, you just start dancing around your sweeper and just fucking, you know, just going crazy.
Oh, yeah, and you could even, like, sing into it and pretend
it's
your standing
mic. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So is this thing considered horror at all? Is it considered a horror movie?
Kind of, but it's real low key. I mean, it's like you probably could watch it. I mean, I watched it when I was like under the age of 10, so
I got you.
And it didn't give me nightmares.
That's a Jenna personality sounding kind of movie.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking
about giving her the new Jaws, but I didn't. I was being nice. So you would consider, you would tell people to watch it?
I would.
Would you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, then watch it. Watch the newer one.
You know, I try and get away with not pointing out I had to put together YouTube clips to watch this, and you just like call me out on it, man.
I think our listeners need to know.
Yeah,
we're not gonna lie. We're not gonna lie to these people.
Well, yeah. I think I found a good chunk on YouTube because I looked up the soundtrack and I could at least find every single song as well, and I played it, and then I tried to find clips. So
she gave it an effort. I gotta give her credit.
Yeah, great. That's probably a lot more than I would do.
Go ahead, bitch.
All right, I'll go. Oh yeah. So my movie was the 2011 film, The Cabin in the Woods. It's written and directed by Drew Goddard. Pretty confident Shane gave me this one.
Yeah, you're pretty right.
Yeah, because this is one of those ones that you've been kind of always talked about, and I just have never watched it. But I fucking love this movie. Did you guys all see this movie?
Tell me you guys have both seen it.
Oh, wait, this isn't the one where the girl gets raped the whole time, is it?
No.
That's I Spit on Your Grave.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Cabin in the Woods.
Last House on the Left?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No. This is like almost has some comedy to it.
Real quick, like kind of like a quick little summary, like five friends, they go for a vacation in like a remote cabin, and then they basically discover that there's a lot more that meets the eye, you know, kind of sort of, and basically they're a part of something very huge, and they really have no idea about it, but holy fuck, like this may have been one of the most fun I've had in a very, very, very fucking long time watching a movie. I had like 3 beers in me, just a nice little buzz going on, and like it was perfect for this movie, because like there are certain scenes, which I'm not going to spoil, that I fucking, like, laughed my balls off.
But would you not want to cover this one, like...
Yes, like, I think throughout some time of our...
Would I would cover this?
Yeah.
I would personally, because this is... I love this movie.
Oh, my God.
This one is...
You didn't like it?
Oh, no, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
No, I've been trying to get him to watch it forever.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's a great plot line. I don't think I'm spoiling anything by saying that, like, there's a lot of fucking sweet-ass monsters and creatures. Like,
there's a sweet motorcycle ride.
Fuck, yeah. This guy goes for a sick motorcycle ride for the ride of his life. yeah, I think it just basically takes you on this whirlwind of fucking events that I just had a shit ton of fun. I can't really just say anything else. Like, and the two guys that are kind of, like, in charge of the fucking secret that's going on, sort of, like... Their little conversation, like, they have this little conversation with this guy, and he's on speakerphone, like, and he doesn't know he's on speakerphone, and he's saying all this, like, real serious shit, and they just keep fucking with him, and the guy's like, oh, I'm still on speakerphone on there, and they're like, and they start laughing, like, it's just corny fucking shit, but, oh my god, I don't know, I had a great time with it, so, thank you for that one, Shane.
Absolutely.
Like I said, this will be one in the future I would probably pick this one at some point to fucking cover if nobody else does, but because it was that much fun.
I have somewhat of an idea to cheat for Secret Satan.
Okay.
I say whoever gets Jenna's name should give her that movie.
Yeah,
because she's never seen it,
and she'll never be able to guess which one of us did it.
That's a good idea, because you nearly, you should watch it, because I really think will like it.
I do think I did watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we should do it anyway.
Yeah. So, Shane, why don't you go first? Or third?
Yeah.
I had... I don't know if it's 2017 or 18, because it was, whether you looked on Netflix or IMDb, it was different, but I had The Ritual, which I'm going to have to give props to Netflix first, I think, because they've been pretty good at making my panties wet. Like, their movies are getting...
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty top-notch.
It was a fucking awesome movie, man. Just like a good... It's just like, for the 2000s, it's kind of hard to find a good classic-feeling horror. You know, like, when you watch it, you just get that horror feeling, and it kind of gave it to me. But it's... So basically, it's about this group of guys. The one guy wanted to go to Sweden. I think it was Sweden. By the way, Ryan, you can definitely give me this movie.
No, I didn't.
That way you can back me up. Was it Sweden?
All right, I did. Yeah.
The Sweden Force. Okay, so yeah, this guy wanted to go there. Everyone was like, nah, fuck that. Well, this guy got fucking beat to death in a fucking grocery store. So
yeah, that was at the beginning. That's really not that big of a spoiler.
Yeah. Nah, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so they're like, all right, we'll honor this dude by going to this for this camping trip that, you know, he wanted us all to do. And they take a shortcut through this forest, and some shit goes down. And it involves this sweet-ass-looking monster.
Yeah, they basically take, you know, how we have all kinds of trails around us. You know, we kind of live in this kind of area. Well, they basically imagine just going off the trail and just going in the woods because they think they're going in the right direction. And then, like he said, just fucking it's a pretty suspenseful, intense movie.
Well, it's got witchcraft. It's got, you know, that lost in the woods feeling. It's got a monster chasing them the whole entire time. And then there's, you know, everything all piles up in the end to, you know, to explain it all. And it's just fucking awesome. Ending's great.
I thought it was a great movie. I've seen it.
You did see it?
Yep.
Did you see it, Jenna?
No.
So, I mean, obviously, you recommend watching this.
I definitely recommend watching it. You guys, you both seen it. You recommend watching it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I'm not going to watch it.
Little fun fact there. The main-ish guy, the main character.
Okay.
He was in Shaun of the Dead.
Really?
You guys see Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, I love that movie.
You know the kind of dickhead kid that works for him? He's like, you got red on you?
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh, shit. See, like, I looked at it. I was like, okay, well, I don't know any of these fucking dudes, but
I guess I lied to myself.
Yeah.
Huh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
I'm about, like, 40% sure that's true.
We're just going to say, yeah.
We'll get it. Only because he's lost a little bit of weight. So, my movie was, and I'm about 40% sure of this, the 2013 movie, Mama. It might be 2016.
I think it was 13.
I'll go with 2013. Mama. And I'm going to be honest, I thought it was between you two.
Meaning Ryan and Jenna.
Ryan and Jenna, yes, thank you.
Our
listeners cannot see me pointing.
No.
It was between you two, and I'm going to pick Jenna now because...
No.
Oh, shit, who the... So, and let me tell you why. Jenna, do you know who directed this movie?
No.
Okay, and this is why I was teetering on you versus her, because I was like, Ryan would pick this because he picked it on purpose. Jenna would pick this because she picked it by accident. This is the same director that directed It.
Oh.
Our main movie.
Well, hey, I also did actually watch your movie in theaters, so.
Oh, It?
No.
Mama.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Well, let me just say, Jenna, thank you for giving me this movie. This, I think, and nothing against anybody else here, this is the best movie somebody's told me to watch so far.
Nice.
This movie fucking blew me away.
Wow.
It has that whole feral kid feel along with creepy neglect. And,
it's got lots going on. And, like, it was... super fucking creepy. This was a movie that I didn't have the opportunity to sit and just watch. I had to watch it over a course of 3 days, and usually I lose something in between those 3 days. I did not. I didn't watch it over 3 days because of just the casual nature of watching it. I watched it because I kids kept walking in the room, and I was like, I can't watch this. This is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that the director of this movie was the same director as... Ryan, help me out with his name.
Andy Muschietti.
There you go. Andy Muschietti. Muschietti?
Muschetti.
That's definitely Muschietti, because it sounds sweeter.
Muschietti. I didn't know it was when I finished watching it today, and I was like, who the fuck directed this? And I looked, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. I was like, and then I was like, oh, now who the fuck gave me this? Ryan would have picked it on purpose because he's real big on directors.
And actually, Guillermo del Toro produced this, was one of the producers on this, too.
That would make sense. Yeah. I could see some of his art direction that would be in this movie.
Yeah.
It starts off, and here's my only real major issue. Let me back up a little bit, because it starts off with a guy gathering up his kids, and he's fucking frantic, scurrying around. This guy also is Jamie Lannister.
I did see that. Yeah. I did see he was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking cool, too.
He's doing a pretty primo American accent.
I haven't seen this, by the way. I have no idea what it's about.
Me either. This is on my list, though. It's on my list to watch.
Could you guys, like, watch a movie for once? God.
So, Jamie Lannister, he is gathering up his kids. He takes them on a crazy, frantic drive down the road, and the kids are like, where's mommy, mommy, mommy? He's like, just not really paying attention to him, and... they swerve off the road, and they wind up in a cabin in the woods, and some dark shit's about to happen, but then some other dark shit happens. And then, flash forward some time, it's now Jamie Lannister 2.0. It's his twin brother.
Okay.
And they look identical. They make no effort to make him look different.
I think they so that's not like a huge spoiler alert or anything?
No. They give him like a beanie, and they're like, that's obviously his twin. He wasn't wearing a beanie. This guy is.
Right on. Well, hey, that's a definitive fucking thing, so.
And he's been paying this guy to try to find his family. Because they've all been missing. Nobody's ever found them.
Jesus.
So these guys finally find the kids. They're in this cabin and they're feral, and they take them on. The twin brother, Lannister Beanie, takes these kids into his home. Brother's still gone. You know.
Oh, Jesus, I feel like I don't go too much.
No, that's like
you're
the first.
You're scaring me because I do want to watch this one.
That's like the first like 10 minutes
of
the
movie. Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm like, fuck, I'm thinking he's 45 minutes into this one now. No.
So then, I mean, these kids have been in this cabin. They've survived. And then you find out why they've survived and how they've been surviving and what's attached to that. And I mean, I don't know what they show in the trailer, but I mean, even from the fucking movie poster, you can see some creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ghostly thing, woman.
Yeah.
Here's a spoiler. Her name, they call her Mama.
Oh, shit. Fuck it, I ain't watching it now.
That's it. That's the ending.
I was actually waiting for that. But, like, all the Jamie Lannisters, like, okay, where's Mom come into play here? Because it's the name of the movie.
Right, so. Right. And it was his sister.
Plot twist, Jamie Lannister has... Jamie... Plot twist, Jamie Lannister has a vagina.
But no, this movie... definitely worth a watch. Okay. It's a great movie. Fantastic. Jenna,
I'm glad you liked
you.
It.
I did. And you did see this in theater.
I did, and it's jump? Really good. Yeah. I like the jump scares.
Yeah. Classy jump scares.
Like, okay, not cheesy. Cheap. Okay,
they're not
cool.
Cheap.
Cool.
Sweet.
Especially when you're in the theater, so like you know how you always want to pick your feet up and
I wish I would have seen this in theater.
Since you guys said that, how many movies have you watched at home, like that you've bought or whatever, that you watched it and at the end you were like, well, that was really fucking good, but fuck, I would have went to the cinema and seen that. Because it always just takes it to the next, you know what I mean, the next level. Because you hear other people's reactions and obviously you're in a fucking giant screen with awesome sound, you know, the whole bit. There's a lot of movies that I've watched and I was like, fuck, I kind of wish I would have went to theater.
It's literally just this one. My fucking poor ass does not want to pay for any movies.
right on.
No, there's a handful. Are we doing a thing right now where we just go through a list of movies? Where?
Yeah, I got a big one if we want to do this.
Let's do this.
Did anybody watch any other sweet movies before we get into the main one? Any?
I saw the first episode of Stranger Things season 3.
Since you brought that up, I did go to the cinema this week and I seen Midsommar, the new Ari Aster movie.
Midsommar Night's Dream.
That's it. Yeah, something like that. Holy fuck!
Wait, I was being smart. That's like a beautiful thing, isn't it?
No, this movie's called Midsommar, and just a quick like summary of it. Basically, there's a couple and. They basically go to Sweden. There's this Midsommar festival in Sweden that happens every 90 years. And they get kind of invited by the one guy that they go to school with. And just, it's a fucking crazy festival, for sure.
And it turns into, like, the movie Road Trip.
Yeah, it's not scary at all. I won't say I was scared one second of it, but it is, like, the darkest macabre story in the daylight that you will ever fucking see in your life. It's just nothing like you've ever seen before. And I came out of it, and if you go to the theater and see it, or if you watch it at home whenever it comes out, you will watch it, and you will be like, what the fuck did I just watch? And I texted, I think I was both of you guys, because I messaged both of you, and I was like, this is probably the weirdest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones you got to sit on. And, like, the more I sat on it, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And then I went home, and, like, I just literally got into this, like, couple-hour-long spiral of YouTube videos just, like, learning shit about it. And now, like, I need to go see it again. Or I may wait until it comes out and...
Well, Hereditary is the same way. I mean, I could rewatch that movie a couple times and catch little things that I missed the first time I watched
that. That man is a fucking genius. He is my fucking hero now. And I just can't wait for everybody to watch it, because as soon as everybody does watch it, or as soon as it comes out on Blu-ray, I'm picking that for my movie.
Ooh.
So.
Did it end satisfying?
Yes. Oh, okay. My God, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. You felt fulfilled walking away from it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just want to talk to it with people, and not, except for my some of my Instagram people that I was like, anybody that posts about it, I like comment on it, or like I message them like, so it's like, but I want to talk to you guys about it, because this is the Hell's Basement podcast friends. So,
well,
that sounded kind of fucking dumb, but
I almost started crying.
Luckily, you're the editor, so
yeah. Luckily,
you can say whatever you want, Ryan.
Luckily, I can cut up. Luckily, I can cut all this out.
I'm just glad we're all friends.
Glad I have you guys.
All right. Now we all established that we hate Ryan. So, I watched the new Pet Sematary.
Let's get to the main feature.
New Pet Sematary?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can. But no, yeah, sorry. No, you're good. I just stuck with the Stephen King vibe, so I seen him was on. And cool. I don't know. I haven't, I don't think I've ever actually seen the original, and I don't know how you guys, did you guys both see it, the new one?
Yes, yes. We went to the theater together.
Yes.
Oh, shit, that's right, mm-hmm. And you guys
fed each other
on
popcorn.
It?
Yep. What? That, I didn't really watch the movie, I just touched his balls and fed him popcorn the whole time.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. You're no not a very good multitasker. I have no idea what happened in the movie.
You were invited, you just didn't come.
I thought it was pretty awesome. Do you guys like it?
Yes.
Yes.
Ending.
Not so much.
I still don't even know how I feel about that ending.
Are you serious? I fucking loved it.
Nah, that's because you didn't see the original. Yeah, that's because you didn't see the original.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I didn't see the original then.
And
fuck the original.
Zelda looks way fucking scarier in the original. Like, the original, she scares the fucking shit out of me. Zelda's the fucking, like.
The sister.
The sister that's all fucked, deformed, and whatever the fuck. What she had? Meningitis or some shit like that?
Scoliosis.
That's what I thought.
I have no idea. Okay.
Yeah. Scoliangitis. Did you see it, Jenna? I think that's a no.
No.
No, I did like it. Not as much as the original, though. But it was still a cool remake. I was glad they did it. Like, I think it's cool. I think it's cool that... Did you guys actually hear, too, that... I don't know how many of you guys seen the new Halloween movie. Shane and I actually went to the theater and seen that one.
Nope.
Oh, I saw this one.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
God damn it.
God damn it, John.
Was this one actually good?
Oh,
they're all good, Brady, except for Season of the Witch.
Okay. Oh, fucking... guess what? Guess what my movie pick... Today's my pick, in case you're wondering.
God damn it.
I just want to talk about the It movie.
Shut up for a second. So, they're going to come out in 2020 in the same month. They're going to come out with two more Halloween sequels in the same month.
Nah.
That's what the rumor is. Yeah.
Cool.
I have to tell our listeners, Brady's like chronically masturbating.
Actually,
right now,
Brady, why don't you tell everyone how you feel about the Halloween movie?
No. Anyways, okay, so this...
No.
So, this week, our main movie... We're not going to let Brady sit and talk shit on Halloween.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's dive into the feature film here. So this will be the spoiler section of the podcast. This week was Brady's movie pick, and we watched the 2017 film based on the Stephen King novel, directed by Andy Muschietti.
Muschietti.
Called It.
When you're a kid, I think the universe revolves around you. They think that you'll always be protected and cared for. Then, one day, you realize that's not true. Because when you're alone as a kid, the monsters see you as weaker. You don't even know they're getting closer. Until it's too late.
Here. Take it.
My grandfather thinks this town is cursed. That all the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing. An evil thing.
Float too.
I saw something.
A clown. Yeah, I saw him too.
What happens when another? All right, Brady, so this was your movie, so give us a little lowdown on why you picked it.
It's a good movie. That's
fuck
why
yeah.
I picked it.
Fuck yeah. Okay. It's good enough for me.
All right, thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah, it was a good episode, guys, so we'll see you next time in Hell's Basement.
One of the reasons I saw this in the theater, and then that's actually the only time I'd seen it before this.
Oh, cool.
But I remember being kind of blown away by it. I didn't have super high expectations for it when I saw it in the theater, but then I saw it and I was like, holy shit. Like, I just, I don't know. They had a lot of moments where I was really impressed.
Right on.
Yeah. And you know, it's Stephen King.
Yeah.
You know, he shits gold. So
yeah. Jenna, what was your initial thoughts?
I loved it. I was extremely happy. I wasn't as scared the whole time, but I just really enjoyed it. Like, it's one that I just didn't want to end. I was really engaged in the characters, the plot. I love the effects.
Shane?
All right. So, I'm not going to talk shit. I'm going to be honest. I've watched this movie for, like, two separate times. Now, before this, I didn't really know anything about the original movie. I've never seen it. I didn't know shit about it. So, the first time I watched it, I loved it at first, but then I kept on getting pissed off because I didn't understand. I wanted the kids to, like, die. I know it sounds really fucked up. Like, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? These little bats, like, they're getting out of everything and they're, like, 10 years old. So I was getting fucked off.
Where's the blood?
Yeah, I want fucking total mayhem. And then, you know, I'm done watching it. And then I do my research and I realize it's a two-part movie and this is how it's supposed to be. So I rewatch it after you pick it, and you know, I do realize, and it sounds like I'm talking shit, but it was a fucking great movie. Yeah, I know. It sounds like bullshit, but it's true. Like, the first time I watched it, like, hands down, I was a little pissed off. Like, you know, because it starts off so strong, like, yeah, fuck you, Georgie. And then it just...
Yeah, Georgie definitely gets fucked. Yeah. At least Georgie's right arm.
Well, I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, any movie where just all kinds of children just get fucked up, it's like, here's a star. Here you go. Here's an extra star.
But you see what I'm talking about, though? Like, if you don't know anything about the movie, like, all these, they just keep on getting out of it. In a normal horror movie, if you're not knowing this is, like, a two-part thing, you just expect, like,
you don't want everyone to survive. That's always the fun part. You, like, if someone dies, like, an unexpected thing, if someone dies, it's always like, oh, shit, wow, I didn't think, fuck, they actually killed him? Holy fuck.
And Well, here, go ahead, Ryan, your thoughts.
I did really enjoy it. After Shane's reaction to it, I hated it because I do want all the kids to die. So. No, I had a lot of fun with this one. I never seen it up until, you know, right now, like, since you picked it. I wanted to watch the original first, and I never did watch the original because I'm fucking terrible with really, really, really long. Like, if I see, like, 3 hours and something, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do that. Like, I can't. And I always want to watch something, like, straight through. I don't like to break things up into parts. So I have watched the original. It's been a really long time, though. And I thought this one was a lot longer than what it was up until, you know, doing this for the podcast.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck, it's only, I mean, 2 hours and 15 minutes, which is still pretty good. But, yeah, fuck yeah, man. I had a lot of fun with this one. Pennywise, Bill Skarsgård playing Pennywise, fuck yeah, man, he kills it. Like, he is a creepy dude, a creepy looking dude.
Yeah,
they do great with that, I think. The opening scene with Georgie, fucking, just was awesome. So yeah, I had a lot of fun with this one. So
yeah,
but I think it was a good pick, Brady.
I've seen some interviews with Skarsgård where they're asking, you know, like, well, how were they able to, you know, make you do that thing with your eye and shit like that. He's like, well, like this? And he just fucking does it.
Yeah, he fucking does it. Yeah. Like, that's not anything they do. He can do that.
Yeah, he just, this is a naturally creepy dude.
Yeah, and this one hit pretty good. I mean, with everyone, it was 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb. So that says right there, because like we talked before, IMDb does shit ratings on horror movies, and that's pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, am I wrong to say, like, this movie was like a fucking game changer for horror? Like, it beat all kinds of records.
Well, the budget was $35 million. It grossed over $700 million.
That's
so
pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good. Yeah, they made some money. And It Chapter 2 comes out September 6, 2019. So maybe we should do a Hell's Basement fucking field trip and go watch that shit. So and another little fun fact on that is one of our favorite dudes, James fucking McAvoy, plays Bill, the adult version of Bill. Yeah, from Split, James McAvoy. So yeah, I think that would be cool because he's obviously he's a killer actor. So
Bill Hader's in that as well. He plays the smartass kid with the glasses, I think.
Not Richie, or was it Richie? Richie was the fucking potty mouth.
Richie's the one who also came from... Richie's the one who was in Stranger Things.
Yeah, Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, right? Wasn't that him? I think Bill Hader plays him. Right? No?
Bill Hader's definitely in it. I don't know who he plays 100%. I don't... I can't verify.
He Bill Hader... He's somebody. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
It's up there. I thought it was Richie, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we should go for a field trip and see that shit, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's you know what? Sometimes we fall short on this. Let's go ahead and just kind of give a quick synopsis in case somebody doesn't give two shits about the spoilers and they didn't watch it.
Okay.
So the premise of this movie is that there's this town, Derry. I don't know what state it's supposed to be in.
Maine.
Derry, Maine. the which is like Stephen King. He's got a big boner for that place.
He masturbates to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Maine masturbator.
Yeah, Maine. What's up, Maine? Anyways, so this town of Maine, Derry, Maine, kids disappearing, all kinds of, they're missing. Nobody knows where the fuck they're going.
That's it.
And come to find out, it's a fucking creepy clown hanging down the sewers, stealing children.
Comes out every 27 years.
Only comes around every 27 years.
Holy shit, Jenna, what, are you fucking too cool for us right now? Jenna's wearing sunglasses, y'all.
And she's, like, giggling like she just fucking smacked the biggest bowl ever.
I'm pretty convinced that she just, like, smoked a giant doob.
We are in a fucking basement. We are subterranean.
And Ryan allows no light in the basement.
No,
Jenna.
I do
fucking
not
put them back on.
The only electricity I have in here is just enough to fire these computers and fucking audio equipment.
There's a constantly lit jack-o'-lantern that stares at me every time I'm down here. That's the only kind of light he has.
Fuck.
All right, Jenna. Thank you. So, this creepy clown, he's in the fucking sewers. He's stealing his children. And he kind of got like a little ragtag team of kids who were following him around in kind of Goonies style of just...
Stranger Things vibe.
Goonies a little older. It predates that shit, so I'm going to go with that. Jenna. And they just sort of... they fucking face off with the clown. Fucking Bozo the Clown.
But he's not actually just a clown. He's like the entity of evil.
Yeah, he's a demonic shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Fuck.
Favorite part.
Favorite part. Go ahead, bitch.
Jump
you
right
go first.
It? Go ahead. What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is literally the opening scene.
Oh, no. You're going to take mine.
Oh, well, let's group talk about it then.
All right, go ahead.
I think it was just... It was so fucking cool. You know, you get a very minor hint of Georgie and Bill, which are brothers, their relationship a little bit. You know, he takes his little boat and he fucking runs it down. And then he meets Pennywise in the sewer. And he's standing outside on the road. Pennywise down the sewer. He's such a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. He's like the sweetest little fucking clown in the world. And clowns creep me the fuck out, too, just to put that out there, just to start this off. Clowns creep me out. So,
but he was real sweet, you're saying.
Oh, I mean, he was just nice. He was
huggable.
Very. Like, you just wanted to just hug him. Like, he just was so nice.
Yeah, fucking down the sewer.
Go on. My God. And then, like...
He loves popcorn.
Oh, the change and the how he can manipulate and just... Fuck, it just, like, really got me. And then, obviously, he fucking bit Georgie's arm off. I was like, holy fuck. You know? But, no, it just... I was just like, okay, this clown does not fuck around.
He doesn't clown around.
No, he does not clown around. This is not something to fuck around with. So, yeah, that was just fucking sweet as shit to me.
That sets the mood. They let you know right fucking up front.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I dug that. I really enjoyed it.
I'm going to take your scene, but I'm going to go a little bit more specific with it.
Do it.
Just a little bit.
When he smacks his head off the road thing, right?
That was funny too, but no. And it's going to sound stupid, but I just love the part whenever, because, you know, when Billy, or, Billy.
Georgie.
Yeah, Georgie's running after his boat, and he's, you know, he says, Bill's going to kill me. Whenever Pennywise says that right there, because, like, Bill Starsgard wears some kind of mouth guard, I guess, that, like, makes it so he can't stop drooling. Like,
really?
Yeah, he doesn't do that on purpose, but the director liked the way he did it, so he kept it. So whenever he said about reaching for his boat, he's like, Bill's going to kill you. I fucking love that because it's like, you know, Bill Starsgard's his name. So yeah. I love how they did that there.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit
His ability just to change, just changes his persona just with his facial expressions is just, it's kind of like Split, like how he was able to just transform his persona with just his facial expressions.
Yeah, and this movie like psychologically fucked him up a little bit too.
Which I respect anybody that happens to.
He was kind of skeptical to do It Chapter 2, and he event like by the time they like green lighted it and everything like that, and it was good to go. He was like, okay, I'm okay now.
Is he method actor? You know what a method actor is?
No, what obviously by the look, I'm just staring at you and didn't say anything.
Method actor is somebody who they become the role. Even when they're off camera.
I would
assume that's probably why. I mean, obviously, if it fucked him up, it must have. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a, like, yeah. and it does fuck people up.
This is stupid. Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Right.
We shouldn't be going down this rabbit hole right now.
Right, but I mean, Joaquin Phoenix, who is actually, Joker, he's a method actor too, and that takes him to some really fucking dark places.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, go on. Sorry. Method actor. Yep.
All right, Jenna. So, go ahead. What was your favorite scene?
Yeah, Jenna, what was it?
All right. So, there are two parts that really stood out for me a lot, and I'll try and go in order of, like, where they found the movie. So, the first one was actually when cute little chubby kid is in the library.
Ben. I loved Ben.
Yeah, Ben had a really good, I kind of like how just his character itself, is so innocent, but yet he's the one that I feel like handles pain better than all the other ones. Like, you think he'd be the sissy, and he's not.
Yeah, well, he's got, fat kid's got to fucking have strength.
But his fear from reading the books.
I've been there.
I am there.
I'm still Ben.
But anyways, his fear from reading the books and from the history of the town itself, I really like how it started to tie that story in. But then his scary moments are actually what got to me the most, because even the soundtrack from this movie, that song is the most terrifying one. Like, it's just so good. Then I liked mostly any time that little kid with the nice hair and he breaks his arm and he's the one that's afraid of being sick. What's his name?
Oh, that's Eddie.
Eddie was just so adorable, and he would swear and get so pissed off, and it was just so cute. So anytime Eddie would get pissed and be like, "Ah, fuck,"
Richie. That's fucking gray water, Richie. I'm not going in there.
That's poop and pee water.
That's hundreds of people in Derry. That's their shit and piss, Richie. I'm not going in there.
Those kids' one-liners were awesome. For which one? Like, fucking 8-year-old? Of them.
I want to get into that shit, but go ahead, Jenna. Keep going, because I got a bunch of shit like that. Go ahead, Jenna.
And then, so actually in its lair, whenever he kind of opens like a little circus theme in his like tree of everybody's items, I love that. I don't know why, but the little quick like American Horror Story type show, freak show right there. I liked it. It was so creepy.
I did it too.
It was a new kids on the block, wasn't it?
His dance moves.
which new kids on the block? Take it back to Saw. You guys fucking kidding me right now?
Take it back to Saw.
Saw 2?
No, got nothing.
Okay, so the
Marky Mark's brother,
Donnie Wahlberg, was one of the kids from...
He was in A New Kid on the Block.
Wait, Donnie was in it too? I thought it was just Mark.
Jesus Christ. No. Mark was in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Dude, I was born in 2005.
I know.
Yeah, we're like 4.
You were born in 2005. I said I know, and I'm like, right, Jenna, in my head, I'm doing the math. I'm like, got the fucking abacus like in front of me, like...
All right.
Wait a second.
Anyways, Jenna, is that you good?
Well, you said you had two. So you're just saying in general, Eddie. Yeah.
In general, you just really enjoyed Eddie and Ben.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I agree with that.
No, and Ben's fear part. I really enjoyed the Easter egg bomb scene with the kid without a head.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
That was pretty badass. Yeah,
all of them. Speaking of which, just before I get to mine, you done?
Yeah.
You done now?
I'm done.
The painting girl, Eddie's.
Oh, creepy as fuck.
Looks no, it wasn't Eddie. Like...
It was Stanley. Stanley's the one with the creepy painting girl.
Sorry. Yes, the terrified little Jewish kid.
Yes.
His painting, the thing that he was scared of, that painting looks a lot like... are you saying like the Scream painting?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, it was creepy as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Like, the painting was pretty creepy.
I mean, that doesn't really spoil anything for the movie, but...
You've said enough where I don't even want to watch it now.
But my favorite part, Jenna, you kind of touched on it, but I'm going to go into detail. And this is just sort of there's so much in this movie. This is a minor part, but I love what they did with the way that they filmed it, which was they did tracking on his head when he's doing his little jig down in the sewer when the fucking boxcar opened up and he's just going... doing the whole fucking jig thing, and the camera's just it's tracking with his head, so it just looks really fucking bizarre. I don't know what it is about that scene. Like, I had a GIF for it on my phone for the longest time, and I would just nice. Be like, fucking in the bathroom, just beating off watching it. Just, like, fucking loved it.
I like your style.
Yeah, going back to Jenna was saying, like, or we were saying, I guess, some of the funny quotes, you know, that all the kids are saying. Like, some of, I guess, I read that some of the lines between Richie and Eddie, which Richie is the one that just comes off with all the fucked up shit, the funny stuff.
Finn Wolfhard.
They spitballing.
Yeah, Finn Wolfgard from, or Wolf, how do you pronounce it? Wolfhard. Finn Wolfhard.
There's no way in hell that kid's name is that fucking cool.
Yeah, his name is Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, that's a fake name. That's a funny name.
Finn
Wolfhard?
Wolfhard, sweet, but he counteracts it with Finn.
Yeah, Finn's all right, though. I like Finn.
Anyways, he between him and Eddie, the germ freak,
Finn?
A lot of their bickering, like
their banter,
was improv. Like, that was just shit that they just fucking went with.
Yeah,
and I think that's so fucking cool.
If that's true, then because they killed him.
If I were ever to be graced with the gift of being an actor, that is something that I would love to do. Just to be like, you know, here's your lines. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna roll this and just kind of do your own thing. And then obviously they liked it, so they just kind of went with it. I think that's so cool.
What predates what? Is this around? When did season one of Stranger Things come out? Jenna.
That's a rough one. Jenna.
I'm asking you because you looked at me like I was an asshole for not watching all of season three.
Well, season three is completely out as of like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, anyways.
So, back to it.
I'm just curious as to, like,
the timeline of filming it.
You were saying, like, if you were an actor, you'd like to just be able to just fucking riff on that and shit like that. Like, tell the director, fuck off, I'm going to do my own thing. I didn't know if he had the big balls of, hey, I'm coming from Stranger Things, or...
I got you. I see where we're going.
Or if he's a fresh kid on the scene going, you're like, all right, this fucker's hard to work with.
You know? Does anybody have a favorite quote by Richie? Because I do. My favorite was when he was staring at with Henry, the mullet, the kid with the mullet, the bully, the dick kid with the mullet. When they did the rock war, and at the end of the rock war, and he's like, go blow your dad, you mullet-wearing asshole. Oh, I fucking laughed so hard.
Okay.
I was so glad that kid lost, too, because fuck Henry. I hated him. God, I hated him.
Anybody here ever have a mullet?
Fuck no, I didn't have no mullet.
Yes.
You did?
I swear to God, I had a mullet. I have a picture of it. Yeah, me and my brother, we were together. I think I'm like 4 years old.
I did not have a mullet.
Hardcore.
Shane, I also had a mullet. I had a mullet for a long time.
Well, I'm glad I can make fucking, you not
they want to tell you to blow your dad, you mullet-wearing asshole.
I did have rock wars as well.
During the mullet phase?
Yeah, I think so.
So the only thing you needed was for somebody to go tell you to blow your dad.
My little wiry ass may have gotten knocked out by a fucking rock, and somebody may have told that to me.
Right on.
But it was right next door to my house, so my dad's a big motherfucker, so there's a chance that they probably didn't say that.
Oh, the other part that I fucking laughed really hard at was when they have the door that says, like, super scary, not so scary, not scary at all. And they open the door, and it's Betty Ripsom. She's hanging there, and Richie goes, where the fuck are her legs? that kid, like, he made that movie for me. Because there's certain movies that I feel like you need that comedic relief. And this was one of them. It kind of reminded me, like, not at all, plot-wise at all, of Cabin in the Woods, my Secret Satan movie. But just, like, the comedic relief, like, really kind of balanced out well with the horror. Because there were parts in this movie where I was, like, where Pennywise scared the fuck out of me. And like, the projector scene, the one where Georgie keeps repeating, like, you'll float too, you'll float too. Like, that shit scared the fuck out of me. But also with Richie just being so, so funny, like, it just balanced, I think it balanced really well, I think.
You guys ever see Stand By Me?
Oh, God, you're really going to do this?
It's another fucking Stephen King book/movie.
I've watched that.
Okay, well.
Oh, nice, Jenna.
Wait, I know.
Way to pick it up.
Whoa.
Pick up the slack.
Well, Richie, his character was very similar to, it's one of the Corey.
Feldman.
Which one's still alive? Yeah, Gun. Feldman. It was Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman's character and Richie's character are very similar, right down to the fucking thick Coke bottle glass thing, you know what I mean?
So, like, maybe they got some, like, kind of relatable experiences from that.
I don't know how I don't know how they were written in the book,
right?
But, their characters are very similar, just very wisecracking, you know. But
one of my favorite scenes with Richie was whenever fucking Ben got beat up. But what was the asshole's name? Henry.
Yeah.
And Henry. They all go to the store and get him the supplies, and Richie kept telling him he needed to suck the wound.
Hurry up, suck the wound.
Anything that he said about like him and what was the sick kid?
The sick kid.
The one that Jenna likes, the one with the perfect hair and the
broken arms.
He's
not actually sick though.
Well, yeah, Eddie. Right. Eddie.
Yeah. Him and Eddie.
Just his whole thing about like him fucking his mom and just that whole thing. Yeah. That's
even when they left Eddie's house, he's like, "Bye, Mrs. I forget the last name," but he's and he's just like, "Get the fuck out!"
Or he's like, "You wanna kiss for me or something like that?"
Well, Eddie, my favorite part from Eddie was when like, obviously his mom was feeding him fake drugs, so he would think he, you know, so he would, yeah.
He
like flipped out of his mom, and he's like, "These aren't even real pills; they're gazebos." instead of placebo, he says gazebos. It's just little things like that I feel like that shit could actually, like, that's something a kid would do, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like that. I thought that was cool.
I think the characters themselves kind of reach out for everybody's unique sense of humor, too. Because, honestly, I think it's Eddie that made me laugh the most. Because he's almost just too cute and compact and little and to swear the way he does and his freak out.
His big fucking rubbery arm made me laugh. We broke it.
But Richie, my favorite part with him, really, I think it's because I couldn't tell if he was serious or not. And that's what I liked about a sense of humor. Kind of reminds me of you guys, except for now I'm used to you and I never take you seriously.
Right on.
But at the end, when he's like, "It is your fault," and all this, and then he's just like, "And now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown."
Yeah, I love that part. Because I love it too. I was like, "Yeah,
I
Richie!"
I thought he was being serious. Like, I thought he was really blaming him and justifying the reason to leave. And then when he says that, I'm like, "Oh, yeah!"
Yeah, I know. Because you can never knew when to take him seriously or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind
see,
of
that's like that's a big like 80s movie, like the kid, like the gate,
yeah,
all these things where like the kids are like, it follows the kids and they're being the badasses. Like, I love that shit. So anything I watch like that now today, even what was it, 8mm? No, not 8mm.
9mm.
9mm?
Yeah,
that's the one with the alien and the train and shit like that.
I have no idea. No,
anyways.
Is that a gun?
9mm is, yeah. but that's all follows kids. Like, any of that kind of shit, like, I don't know. It takes me back to those movies from when I was a kid, and I love them. Love them.
I will say the scariest scene I had is, I briefly mentioned it, when Bill goes into the basement and sees Pennywise portraying Georgie, and Georgie starts, like, he starts kind of talking normal, and he goes, like, "You'll float too, you'll float too. You'll float too." And then he turns into the demon voice. And then he, like, when he fucking, like, epically, like, just creepy walks towards Bill like that, holy fuck, I was like, "No!" Like, that got me. That got me a little bit. I was kind of like, fuck. Oh. It's kids, man. Kids, like,
kids
it's
just creepy. Oh, out.
Fuck. Even when they're, like, in real life kids, they creep me out.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this as a group. Would you have been there holding the fucking baseball bat, or would you have been floating around with the rest of the fucking garbage there in the
side? I'd have been floating for sure.
Yeah, I'd been floating.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not going to try and sound like a hard ass. I'd have been floating.
Me? I'd probably been floating too.
I would be interested to know what my fear is. Like,
Jenna
what you like, would transform into for me.
Jenna would be like, "Pennywise, tell me, what are you really thinking? What are you really thinking about this?"
Well, wait, hear me out, guys, okay? Because you're going to have to kind of roll with it, okay?
Let's roll. I'm ready to roll.
Did anybody else get like a Polar Express type vibe from this movie?
No.
Like the
what?
Cute kids
not
Christmas movie?
Not even a little tiny bit.
So hear me out. So the whole idea of Pennywise is you have to fear him for it to be real, you know? Like, and when you stop believing almost, he loses his power. And just kind of opposite, like, happy Christmas time if you believe in Santa, you know? Like, if you stop believing, you stop seeing the magic and you stop seeing Santa.
See, I thought Freddy Krueger.
What?
Well, Freddy, yeah, that, yeah.
None of you get this, though? Like, it's the evil side of it?
No. I do. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sound like a hard ass and not say that it's that what you said kind of makes sense, and that's kind of why I hate when you bring stuff like this up.
No, but that's what, like, I yeah, exactly.
So
yes.
That's why I'm intrigued with the comeback, because will they actually believe 27 years from now? Will they still believe it, or will it be like a childhood memory?
Ooh, that's why when we all go see it, Chapter 2, we will find
out. Or will they actually not be able to see it anymore, and they won't believe it.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm on board with you, but it's I'm just saying I had the same thought process, hey, but with Freddy Krueger.
You always got to give her credit. She's a deep thinker.
I don't have to give you shit,
deep
Jenna.
Dancer.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck. We don't have to give you shit.
Where's your Beats by Dre at, Jenna? That's your thing. You're not even wearing them right now. You have regular Apple headphones in right now.
Yeah, like a poor person.
Oh,
would.
My God.
Fucking scrub.
They're not even AirPods, dude.
Bet a homeless person gave those to you. Because they felt bad for you. So anyways.
Santa and Pennywise, same person.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, well, fuck, yeah. I might as well just go watch fucking goddamn Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer now.
Was Santa in the Polar Express?
Yes.
I don't
know. Was Pennywise?
All right, so did anybody else think when Beverly killed her dad that you were like, fuck yeah?
Well, who wouldn't?
I don't know.
Wait,
I'm asking.
Did she kill her dad?
Does somebody like it when a father rapes his daughter? Does somebody enjoy that?
You didn't see that. You didn't physically see that.
Well, no.
Oh, you know.
You didn't see a dead body. Even when fucking, what's his name, came in and found that he was still moving and breathing.
So you're just thinking that... at the end, when she's like, I'm going to go live with blah, 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 that it may have just been because he got accused of raping and blah, blah, blah. He's, like, under trial, so he can't live with her. Are you thinking he's dead? You're obviously not thinking he's dead.
Well, I'm just saying we don't know.
I'm just thinking I like to think he's dead.
You're telling me I need to fucking choose right now if he's alive or dead.
Yes. Well,
I can't do that because now you got me thinking because I just thought he was dead.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Yeah. Let's just say he's dead.
All right. The fucker's
Unless
dead.
He comes back in the new one and, like, still is the big rapey 60-year-old man trying to like get after his 40-something-year-old daughter. Yeah, then I'll say he's still alive. But
speaking of spoilers, Henry's alive. Yeah, so I just want to make sure I fuck that up for everybody. Which it wasn't really a spoiler because he's like cast
Georgie?
In the new movie. No.
But that doesn't mean he's alive.
The bully?
Did they show? Is he cast as an adult?
Oh, that's true. It could be a fucking
because
flashback.
all the kids are cast as well. Like the actual kid actors are cast as themselves.
Oh, it's flashbacks then.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Good try,
fucker.
I will say I can see how I would get myself into bad situations because the opening scene of this movie, why I liked it so much, is whenever he's actually talking to Pennywise, when Georgie is, I would do, like, I just want to talk more to the clown.
The clown
in
the
sewer. Like, I want to get closer. I want to climb in. I want to talk more. He's, like, so sweet and innocent. Like, I just want to touch his cheek with my finger.
I believe that.
Yeah,
like, even at you being however old you are now, like, what, 25?
Just fucking mouth just going.
Yeah.
But that's why, like, even for some reason in my head, I knew that something was going to happen to Georgie, but I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that he would have bit his arm off. Yeah. Like, so that just really was an amazing opening for me, because I thought, oh, he's going to pull him in by his raincoat or something, and no, he bit his arm off.
Yeah.
And then he fucking waved it at that kid in the bushes later on in the movie. He's like,
How creepy is that fucking house, too?
I love it.
I know. It's just like, nice house. Whoa, what is that?
Right.
That's not right.
That's the house you skip when you trick-or-treating.
Yeah, exactly.
How amazing would it be to just go to that house as a haunted
There's
house?
A
like,
fucking...
somebody completely replicas it.
Was anyone else, maybe it's just because I'm kind of an animal freak, a little disturbed by the African American kid with the goat scene where he shoots the bolt into the goat's face, or the sheep, whatever it is.
No, that goat had it coming.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was
just
a sheep. Yeah.
That got me. I was just sheep, like, fuck. Yeah. I know that shit happens, but I was like, fuck.
Listen, man, that thing, the way it was balling. No.
No.
You don't let him fucking
man.
Step up to you like that.
Yeah.
No country for old men.
See, but I liked how it showed that he has an innocent heart and he wouldn't do that.
I know.
Not at the end.
Yeah.
The fucker was hard seasoned.
That's to a freaking clown. That's fine.
I will say that part kind of. I thought it was a really, really good scene when it's Georgie, but it's actually Pennywise. You know, and they're like having that conversation, and Bill's just like, he just goes and just shoots him right there. And I was just like, fuck. Like,
see,
I knew,
that was
I like
beautiful.
How
that,
he,
it was so
Bill
deep.
Was the only
that
one
was that, very deep. Very,
Bill,
very deep.
And Bill was the only one that was fucking 100% sure. You look at all the kids behind
and they're
him,
just like, holy shit. God damn it. Yeah. That's where I was listening. That kind of got me a little bit.
Yeah, and then he starts fucking shaking on the
ground. I know.
Hey, speaking of my favorite part, I mean, that's a homage to it, too, right? Did you notice that? Bill's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. See, I think that was a huge moment for Bill because up until that point, I still felt that he was holding out hope that Georgie was there.
Yeah, he was. And then he finally accepted the fact. He's like, no.
So during that conversation, I was still unsure of if that's going to be how Bill dies, because he wanted it so badly. So whenever he came out with a, but you're not Georgie, it was like a huge breaking moment.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I think during that conversation is when Bill convinced himself that it wasn't Georgie. I think when, I mean, why the hell else would he be chasing him unless he was just looking for his own closure?
For sure, for sure.
But
let's talk about that. The endings, the end scene, the battle. I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I thought it was neat.
I think the best part was definitely the one that was already mentioned, which was, you know, now I gotta kill this fucking clown.
Richie.
Whole kickoff from it.
Yeah. All right, you're gonna hate me again. So you wanna know what I pictured during it? So do you guys know in the Monsters, Inc. movie, when that... Wait, hear me out. You gotta hear me out again. Hear me out.
Go ahead,
you know,
Jenna.
How there's the lizard that changes colors and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember since the last time I've seen that. I was like Randall? 9 years
Randall.
Old. But go ahead.
Randall, thank you. Okay, so all I pictured is when they kept killing him and hitting him with stuff and he would transform into something else. All I could picture was when they kept hitting Randall in that movie and he's like red, blue, green, yellow. Jesus. So that's what goes through my head.
Jenna, your defense mechanism for these kind of situations is going to get you killed someday.
I think it's what keeps her alive.
Ironically,
I think it is what keeps her alive.
I used to think the same way, dude.
This is it's what's keeping her out of fucking therapy, but it's going to get her killed someday. It's going to be bad's happening, in front of her eyes, she's fucking frolicking through a field of flowers and unicorns and shit.
See, that's where I see her as 90 years old, frolicking through that patch of fucking unicorns and flowers. Like, that's just how it's going to be.
Think it's what's going to get her killed? I think it's cheese going to make people kill themselves.
Yeah, and that's just how it keeps her heart alive, okay? Fuck. I will say, with Pennywise, you know, going down the well, he finally, obviously, knew that nobody was afraid of him at that time, and he fucking, you know, back down he goes, and I'm very excited for the sequel. Very excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm fucking stoked for it.
You know that Skarsgård doesn't play Pennywise in the new one, right?
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes, he does.
No, it's fucking John Cena. He comes back twice as strong.
That's The Rock. If you want a fucking feature film, it has to be The Rock.
How about, anybody? No, so nobody here read the book.
No, fuck no. I don't got
1,138 pages. I don't fucking think so.
No. The only time I've ever read that many amount of pages was Harry Potter. Well, I'm not about to do it again.
I have not read that book either. I think Emily may have or has at least listened to it on tape, maybe.
Ooh, audiobooks. I can do that.
So I'm going to fucking butcher this, and this is going to be
perfect.
I'm bringing back that uncomfortable vibe.
Do it.
That part at the end. Where they're cutting their hands and they're fucking holding hands and they're doing this whole...
Blood Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that happened in the book.
Okay.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure they all just started fucking.
Yeah. You're right.
Jesus.
Okay. So you've either read this online
or... Wait, but there's only one female.
I did read that.
Yeah, no, I can't... So I don't know if the boys were, you know, kind of blinking there, but they may have all been fucking running train.
I just picture like a human centipede circle. See, I can't make a pretty thought out of that. I'm trying to relate it, and I can't.
Instead of the mulligans, they're just dick ass.
If you read the real quick like blooper of it, basically, let's just say Beverly's the center of attention in the book.
And these kids are what, like fucking 12, 13 years
old? Yeah. In the book, she still suffered rape from her father, and then they all fuck her?
Once again, we're going down a path we don't need to go down.
We don't know where that path leads, Ryan.
So let's not go down the unknown path.
It leads to sunshine and rainbows, Ryan.
Wait, no, let's go back to this, the whole sunshines and rainbows.
Fuck Jenna, me, Ryan.
Jenna.
Literally.
Jenna, so when a clown is getting the shit beat out of him, you take your mind to
Monsters, Inc.
But when we don't know the details of the child sex scene, you're just going ahead and filling in all the fucking blanks.
Yeah, what movie do you have for us now?
And Santa Claus stays out of those, right?
Oh, fuck. It's always got to go there.
I did look into, like, the the process of the book, and I mean, this is going to sound stupid to whoever didn't look into it all, but did you guys look into like the macroverse of where Pennywise actually comes from and what actually beats him?
No.
What, oh my beats God. Him like rock, paper, scissors situation?
No, like
or
a
what?
Giant turtle. So
in yeah. his world?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a giant turtle.
It's a giant turtle. I don't fucking
so
know.
So now I'm picturing
I feel like
Franklin.
I shouldn't have even said it. Franklin beats Pennywise.
Who was actually the Santa from fucking the train movie.
Oh my God.
Holiday Express, what's it called?
Polar Express.
Polar Express.
Fuck.
Every time a bell rings.
All right, well, I think we've covered pretty much, I think we've covered pretty much everything. So, let's get into some ratings here. Brady, your movie? Fucking hit us with your rating, man.
91.
It's a good year. Wow. It's a good year. It's a year I came out of the vagina. Good year.
Yeah, well, I'm not going with that number.
Ryan's vagina number.
Yep.
91. This is a movie that invest in putting it in your collection. Yep. Buy it on DVD, Blu-ray, fucking Laserdisc, whatever you can get it on.
Exactly. People are collecting this one.
Put it on your shelf.
Yep.
There's some toys for this shit. Buy some of them too. Give them to your children. Get them fucking freaked out young.
Yep. I like it.
Pennywise.
He's here to stay.
Presidential election 2020.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Donald Trump.
Jenna? There goes probably zero of our listeners.
Yeah, so I was going to say. I don't see very many. Yeah. Jenna, go
we're
ahead.
The only ones that listen to this shit. It's okay. We can say what we want.
My mom fucking hates him, so we're good.
My mom, hopefully she doesn't listen to this because she likes Donald Trump.
I like guns.
All right, Jenna, what was your rating? Go ahead.
I'm going to give it a 93.
Nice.
God
nice.
Damn.
Nice.
Fuck you, Jenna, for trying to go better than me on my own movie. But that's fine. I understand. It's a great movie.
You should be happy because if I don't like it, I'm not afraid to say, but I didn't really like it.
She gave her own movie a fucking 49, so.
No, Ryan, that was for everybody else.
Oh, that's right. Everybody that's else. Right. My bad. Jenna gives two ratings. I forgot.
So your rating was 93.
Yeah, would everybody else give it?
Would everybody else?
100.
Oh, nice. You just.
Jesus. Nice. Everybody just loves Jenna, this movie.
You do acknowledge that you're fucking locked into this whole system now, right? Where you have to give two ratings? You fucked yourself on this one.
So you liked it, though?
I loved it.
Cool. Go ahead, you dumb bitch.
I'm going to go with a 86. I did. I really enjoyed this one. It was a fun watch. I had a lot of fun with it.
What would take it to the 90 range?
One of the more kid dying.
One of the...
Not even trying to be fucked up with it. Yeah, just one more of the group dying.
Okay, can we go into that a little bit?
Yeah, because really... No main character died.
That's true. That's true.
Georgie
left happy.
Yeah. You left happy?
Yeah.
No, you didn't leave happy. No.
Kind of. There was no dread.
Well, like all the assholes died. Like Georgie's the only one that like disappeared that we gave a fuck about.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you really give a fuck about Georgie though, honestly?
Georgie was fucking adorable, Ryan.
Fuck him.
He had a cute little yellow raincoat. He was adorable.
I mean, when he's sitting there,
literally, the only fucking kid that we may or may not have cared about that died
was in the first like 5 minutes.
Was in the first fucking 5 minutes of the movie. If you really got connected to that motherfucker within the first like 3 minutes, like
loved
that
him.
That much,
then this movie deserves a 90 or better. So.
No.
You were more sad Eddie breaking his fucking arm.
Yeah,
than Georgie losing his.
Like I really feel like one of Bill, Richie, Beverly, Ben, Mike, Eddie, Stanley, Henry,
you
not fuck, Henry.
You got a list in front of you, cheater.
One of those should have died.
I'm going to be on your side in that, yes. I think that needed to happen.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't have left happy.
Even with the...
You don't want to leave happy.
This is a horror podcast.
If I wanted to leave happy, I'd have fucking watched a goddamn comedy.
Or how about maybe The Polar Express?
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. Fucking
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, come on, man. No.
That's not what you guys were watching?
I want to leave the theater or
depressed.
Leave my fucking basement thinking, God damn, that fucking hit me hard.
Wait, but I would have left depressed if the kids were actually all fucking. I would have been very depressed.
Well, that's
why. Then everyone's even more happy than they were before.
Yeah. going back to the novel, that you can't do that shit in the, like, they, there's no way he would have got a fucking R rating on that. You know what I mean?
50 Shades of Gray.
Well, they're not 12.
That's like fucking picture. 50 Shades of Crayola.
Yeah, they're not. No, that's different, dude. It's different. So, yeah, if back to the original question, to get me above a 90, one of the main characters, if you even can consider Georgie a main character, which I don't think he really is.
No, he's not.
One of the main characters should have died. There's no way all those kids should have lived
You're talking about the squad.
I'm talking about the fucking squad. They should have died.
The Losers Club.
The Losers Club. Not the squad. The Losers Club.
The Losers Club.
One of the Losers Club should have died.
Loser stroke.
And then that would even help. That would have even helped chapter two. They could have been like fucking, you know, still thinking about that. You know, like one of the main guys. You know, man, fucking, he died. Die. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's holding me back. So,
all right, Shane. What was you, 86?
Yeah.
86.
So, what you got, Shane? I already had a number in my head fucking way before, so I'm going to give it a 5. And then that was my first watch, and then I'm going to put an 8 in front of it for my second watch. So, yeah,
85. That's okay. My...
What would have got you a 90? Fair number. Same thing he said.
Yeah, I hate copying this piece of shit, but he's right. I'm sorry. But I did say it first in the beginning, though.
Just say two kids. You need two kids to die.
Yeah. I need at least half of them to go. Yeah.
I need to know which ones.
Specifically. See, it's about the most invested, though. So, Bill. I want Bill to go.
I think that would be cool. I think Bill...
Because Bill was like the main, you know... Yeah, he was... You wouldn't expect him to go.
No, I think that would have been very... I think like when him and Georgie were squaring off, mm-hmm. when it wasn't really Georgie, it was Pennywise, but when they were squaring off, I think that would have been a cool time to kill him.
And then I wouldn't have to listen to this fucking bullshit anymore.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I didn't catch this. Did he have the stutter before his brother died?
He did, yeah, but he did. I can't believe it took us this long to fucking make fun of the stutter.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Like, oh, shit, I gotta make fun of this kid real quick. That's the reason I picked him, actually.
Hurry up, we only got so much time left.
I know. Yep,
I will say this, though. It's almost over.
I am so offended right now.
From the...
Are you?
I'm out.
I will say this, though. At the end of the movie, and knowing where that there's a sequel that's going to be 27 years later...
Mm-hmm.
Who was the farmer kid? What was his name?
Mike.
So Mike, at the end of the movie, as far as like who you think's gonna come back in 27 years and whoop some fucking ass, that kid looks fucking empty inside and he's ready to do fucking anything.
Yeah, well, he kills
sheep and he's just fucking. He's got nothing inside of him. He's not a child anymore.
His parents burned to death. What kind of fucks does he have left?
Exactly. That kid is not. He's whatever little tiny fucking. Just sliver of childhood he had, Pennywise just fucking sucked it right out of his soul.
I'm really curious if James McAvoy, who's going to play Bill in Chapter 2, if he's going to have the stutter.
He's going to have probably a stutter. I don't know. If anybody's going to pull it off, it's going to be him.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. It's going to be fucking cool.
I wish I could think of a name, because Eddie reminds me of an adult actor already.
Bill Cosby.
Zac Efron.
No.
Chris Hemsworth.
No, he plays in that... Oh, damn it.
Go ahead, you tell me the movie. I'll tell
you. Hey, you're
movie.
Doing a Brady.
You're doing a me.
Oh, dude, she's taking your shit, dude.
Yeah, you should punch her. She's taking your shit.
Okay, fine. Give me your sunglasses. I'm wearing them now.
Oh, what the fuck?
There we go. You be me, I'll be you.
Okay.
I'm not a dancer.
Yeah, Deep Brady doesn't sound as cool.
I disagree.
You want to get Deep Brady? Shit, my mom listens to this.
I'm all not right. going to think of him. But he reminds me of an adult already, so it'd be cool if they got him.
All I will right. say that Richie reminds me of... here's your glasses.
Thanks.
All right, I think that kind of wraps it up. So, I guess this week is my movie pick.
Yeah, what is it?
Me being Ryan.
Actually, we're going to skip Ryan.
Jenna?
Yes!
All right, bitch, come on.
Are you guys ready? You guys ready for what next week's going to be?
Didn't you already tell us it's Halloween?
No, I'm not.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
The Exorcist.
Nope.
Chucky.
Because I kind of had a mild conversation with a couple of you guys about what I was thinking of, and I totally changed my mind. Because I went to the theater this week, and as I mentioned before, I've seen Midsommar.
It's ready. Hereditary. Headwrights. So, what is it?
We are going to cover next week the 2018 film by Ari Aster, Hereditary.
Yee!
Sweet.
Jenna, did you see it?
Yeah, and she didn't really like it that much. But she's going to watch it again, and she's going to change her mind.
Tough shit, motherfucker.
I'm excited just to... Because I have only watched it once.
Oh, such a great film. That's going to be next week, guys. So, hopefully... I feel like a lot of our listeners probably watched that movie and liked it, so...
And we're all three of them?
Not my mom.
And I'm going to go balls deep in this one, man.
Well, I'm one of those three listeners, so...
Yeah, well, you know what, Jenna?
That was fucking genuine.
That was good. That was good. All right. Well, if that doesn't give us enough to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast, if you listen to it there, I mean, that's not anything else. So, yeah, if you like what you hear, give us a generous rating. Like, if you want to hear Shane farting some more, that's perfect. So,
queefing is still grosser.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah,
please shout us out. We need to expand this shit.
We don't have a lot of followers or listeners. So, if you really do enjoy us, we just have a good time with this. Hopefully whoever listens to this also has a good time with us, just kind of having fun. So
we're not desperate, we're fine, don't worry about it.
You can give us a shout out on Instagram
or not,
whichever you know social media you use, that would really really be great. So we'd appreciate that. We are on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast. If you have anything, suggestions for us, things you want us to do, things you don't want us to do, email us at hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. That will help us tremendously. I think that's probably about it. Anything else, guys?
Emily's pregnant.
Holy fuck.
Whoa, Jesus. Really?
No, so nothing like...
Fade out there.